Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tricky Treat. This file is something that might be fun to listen to while eating something. I'm sure you could imagine going out for trick and treating and coming back home or sitting down with all your newfound loot. Most of the candy is familiar, wrappers you know, shapes you've seen before. One of them could be different. Imagine for a moment a simple sphere in a transparent wrapper, swirls of color on the surface. It looks sweet, delicious even, and there's a quality to it of expensive. At the same time, it looks similar to candy that you've had before, but it also seems a little different. Imagine what would happen if you were to eat this treat. The first stage is the simplest, allowing your lips and your tongue to wrap around the shape, tasting, exploring the flavor and letting it wash over you. So far, the experience is pleasant, innocent, and even though the taste contains some traces of unknown origins, the feeling is nice, almost comfortable, warm. It's when the taste begins to flow through you that the real effect begins. It's like a glow through your throat, a wonderful warmth in your stomach, a deep swirl of color as you are being hypnotized from the inside out. The tricky treat appears to have deep effects on you. While you are not yet aware of how far-reaching it goes, you might notice how your breathing is slowing down, your body relaxing to the experience, as if right now taste is the only thing that matters. And the richness of it, the fullness of the flavor, the swirling sensations of something inside. Your body is rapidly relaxing into the sensation as the taste mixing with your body being absorbed your stomach is deeply hypnotizing, affecting you from the inside out. And this is only the beginning. The treat has layers. The initial outside layer does no more than simply help your body in a trance with wonderful taste and some very effective ingredients. You are rapidly relaxing in a way where you mindlessly start to suck on the candy. Treating you well as the exposed layers shift the taste to something more devious and naughty. It takes a while before your tongue catches on to the change. The texture is still mostly the same. The flavor flowing through your body. It almost feels tingly, as if tantalizing teasers tempt your body to feel a deeper glow. The more you let the treat trick you deeply, the more your mind melts with the heat and building arousal as your body reacts. It's only a chemical process. There's nothing sexy happening here besides possibly the mental manipulation and a horny hypnosis spreading through your body, let alone the concept that some kind of tricky treat is teasing your body without you even knowing. Oh yes, this layer is quite enjoyable. The more you give in to it, the more you let yourself mindlessly suck on the sensations, the more natural it feels for your body. As if the shape of the candy is being explored in every possible way. The smooth sphere slowly diminishing as your desire grows and pleasure flows. It becomes even more interesting when your tongue teases you with little strange sparkles on the candy itself. The treat appears to be imbued with some kind of differences in this layer, which causes more intense sparks and spikes of pleasure pouring down through your mind. What's especially wonderful is that you can get easily lost in this automatic feeling of licking licking, sucking, exploring the tricky treat in your mouth. And while your mind is melting on the sensations, your body is slowly heating up. Every time you swallow, there is another wave of warmth, a deep craving that creates wonderful waves. And it's almost a shame when that layer ends. Your tongue can taste something underneath the next layer. It is almost empty of taste, a blankness, a pure, parts of your body still buzzing with excitement, slowly fading as each part of your mind becomes so blank. Following this unique taste of blankness, it feels so natural, so empty. With your mind to somehow create a swirl of emptiness that pulls you deeper and deeper, flowing through your mind. And by the time this emptiness settles, that layer of arousal and pleasure returning goes almost unnoticed. Your body rapidly rising in pleasure, reacting to the familiar taste and the sweet reaction. Those sparkles creating intense spikes and waves of pleasure and arousal that seem to grow with every breath. Every time you swallow, there is another deep wave happening. The tricky treat in your mouth is rapidly reducing in size, as does the rest of your mind. The smaller it becomes, the emptier your mind becomes as you feel the taste taking parts of your mind away as your body is filled with more need. At some point, it's almost like you can taste the emptiness and the arousal at the same time. Maybe they are alternating, perhaps they are mixed somehow. Every time there is a thought, you feel the heat teasing you, melting into the blankness. Every time there is a blankness, it pulls you further into nothing. Thoughts lead to emptiness. Emptiness leads to need. Empty mind. Horny mind. The sweet nothings that are melting your lasting lusts, bringing the desire to a sweet, deep, sour a little more. At some point, the tricky treat will be finished, but for your mind, it will feel like it's still there. You can so easily imagine some of the tastes on your tongue as you move it around your mouth, imagining sucking, giving in to that need. A tricky treat that pulls you in and leaves you so wonderfully hypnotized. As you move your tongue inside your mouth, aware of the taste, it melts a little more, and the stray thoughts drift away to join the heat down there, where all the taste has gone. As you mindlessly drift, feeling how you're left in this vulnerable state, your body still somewhat affected by the treat. You will enjoy the teasing, the tricks, all the more, won't you? And just like the treat itself, in a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, well, it might just feel like another treat, pulling you down even more as the swirls swell and tease. Otherwise, you might find yourself awakened with just a lingering curious mind. There was a lot of blankness after all. Who knows how much this tricky treat has done to you?